TalkZB, it is now 27 to 7. Jonathan Windust is with Milford Asset Management. We'll talk to Jonathan in just a moment. But it is easy to transfer your KiwiSaver to Milford's award-winning KiwiSaver plan. Milford offers three KiwiSaver funds: the Active Growth Fund, which invests mainly in New Zealand and Australian shares, the Balanced Fund, which invests in a mix of shares and bonds, and the Conservative Fund, which invests mainly in bonds. Now, each aims to deliver superior returns while protecting your capital. For more information on transferring your KiwiSaver to Milford or for an investment statement, you go to Milford KiwiSaver, one word, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, or call them on 0800 662345. 0800 662345. Jonathan Windust is with us. And Jonathan, thank you for your time.
Hi, Larry.
All right, Jonathan. So the reaction to the election result, what did you see in it?
Yeah, so the markets reacted positively. The New Zealand share market just up over 1%, significantly outperforming the rest of the Asian region, with the Australian market down about 1.3%. It was really the electricity companies that that performed the best. They were all up around 5%. And that's really due to now the market knows that the Labor Greens policy designed to reduce power prices and therefore the profits of the power companies is dead for now. So with that uncertainty gone, and the electricity companies delivering good gross yields of around 7.5%, they're a lot more attractive. So, yeah, the market bought those.
Jonathan, what do you think are the implications for the economy and the markets short term?
So short term, yeah, we largely agree with the market's reaction and believe that the National Party being re-elected strongly is positive for markets. The first reason is it just takes away the uncertainty. So uncertainty is not good for markets. It's putting off both investors and companies to get out there and invest. Secondly, some of the less market-friendly policies of the opposition, such as higher tax rates, the capital tax rates, are now gone. So with lower tax rates, we think that is good for the economy. Individuals on a lower tax rate know that they can that they're going to be rewarded for their work.
And what about the currency?
So the currency reaction has been a bit more subdued. So now we've been largely flat against the US dollar after having risen a little bit. And we're up about 0.25% against the Aussie dollar. So, yeah, currencies are going to be less driven by the election. They're more driven by international factors that are out of the government's control. So at the moment, the currency, there's a bit of negative headlines coming out of China, sort of negative economic momentum in China. Recently, we've seen house price falls across a large number of the Chinese cities. So house prices are important for economies. When house prices are rising, people get out there, they feel confident, they start spending. So that boosts economic activity. However, when the opposite happens, people are a little bit more cautious. Now, house prices are particularly important in China because a lot of savings has gone into China. The other negative impact, historically, when the Chinese economy has slowed a little bit, the Chinese officials have got out there and really acted to provide stimulus. However, there's been some headlines out today saying that this time around, they're not going to get out there and provide as much stimulus as they have historically.
Okay, and what about other news today? Synlait, of course.
Yeah, so Synlait, the South Island dairy company, they provided a forecast for the payout for next year to their farmer suppliers. So their forecast, a payout of $5 per kilogram of milk solids, which is sharply down from the $8.30 they paid last season. And interesting, it's also a long way below Fonterra's current forecast of around $6. So we expect that Fonterra maybe have to revise their forecast down when they announce their annual result on Wednesday. But that lower payout level is very significant for the economy. So roughly, and very roughly it turns, every dollar of payout fall being equal to about roughly 1% of GDP. So the $3 fall can have sort of around 3% impact on the economy. So, yeah, given these negatives and given the negative news out of China, we expect that actually the currency may be under a bit of pressure going forward, even though it has fallen a long way.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan. Good to talk to you. That is Jonathan Windust, who is with Milford Asset Management. To contact them about the KiwiSaver, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, 0800 662 345.